This Christian podcast is designed to help us walk a stronger Christian life in today's troubled world. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey everybody, welcome back to God's Amazing Grace. And as you heard in the intro, I am your host, Sean. And on this week's episode's segment one, I think we're going to talk a little bit about this encounter I had the other day with a young kid in middle school. He was somebody that we followed each other, and he started asking me some questions. And what I found out simply kind of amazed me. What he is, he's a middle schooler. I don't know where he lives, what school he goes to, or anything. But he talks to kids about Jesus. He preaches the gospel to kids his age and kids that are older than him. And I thought, wow, how many of us adults don't even do that? Take it, this kid's anywhere between 6th, 7th, 8th, and if 9th grade in his school is in middle school, you know, he's even up to 9th grade. But he's talking to high schoolers mostly. And he was kind of frustrated because he had an encounter with a couple of his friends that he were talking to about Jesus and stuff. And he had to look up some scripture because he didn't know it offhand. And they kind of jumped all over him. And basically said in a roundabout way that they will never serve Jesus if that's... I can't remember exactly the story. I don't think I have it saved anymore. But they're not going to serve Jesus no matter what in the end. They're going to turn from him and live the way they want to live, basically. And he kind of got flustered with that and didn't know what to do. Remember, he's a middle schooler trying to talk to kids older than him. What do you tell a kid that age? I really, you know, kind of talked to him a little bit. I said, you know, no matter what happens, don't give up. So what if you don't know the Bible very good and you have to look scripture up? Eventually, you'll know it good enough to where you don't have to look it up. Continue to seek God and pray about things. And then I found out he likes this Christian rap singer enough. I'm not real familiar with him, but I said, hey, I see you like enough. And he says, yeah. And I says, well, that's kind of interesting because I work with a guy. Him and his brother were like best friends with him growing up. And maybe I can do something for you. So I contacted Ray. Everybody knows Ray from his podcast that he was on with us. And I said, Ray, am I not mistaken, but aren't you and your brother Pedro friends with NF? And he says, yeah, you're correct on that. And he started digging into trying to find, you know, pictures, memorabilia of stuff that they had when they were kids together, you know, and stuff. And he couldn't find anything. He said, the only thing I could find are a bunch of old shirts. But then he come across some old recordings, I guess. And he's going to send them. I gave Ray the information to send to. The kid's name is Matt. So if you guys want to say a prayer for him. I mean, think about it. He's a middle schooler. Like I said, most of us adults don't even talk to people about Jesus. We avoid the confrontation. We just sit there and say, you know, fighting in your mind. I know I've done it, fighting in my mind, saying, Lord, no, no, no. And then I'll say, no, no, that's not you. That's just, you know, whatever. But he's talking to people about Jesus. That right there, out of the mouth of kids, the kids will prophesy, you know, however that scripture goes. I can't remember offhand. I'd have to look it up. No, I'm joking. But come on, a middle schooler putting us adults, us older people to shame? You know, they say the children are the future. If we have more kids like him that are going to be the future, think of where this world is going to be, where this world's going to go. But this generation, that this stuff that is going on right now, will these kids have a chance? They're closing the doors on the churches. People are hate. If you say anything about Jesus, they are mocking you, making fun of you, trying to beat you up, doing whatever, because they hate the name of Jesus. But you got this 12, 13, 14-year-old kid going out and talking about Jesus. Matt, if you're listening to this podcast, don't give up. Fight the good fight. I know all these listeners are going to be praying for you. And keep up the good faith. Don't let these earthly people discourage you. Read your Bible. Pray every day about it. You know, I come on here a while ago about a 30-day you know what I'm trying to talk about, a 30-day, try something for 30 days and see if it changes your life, so to speak. And I think at the time it was smile, you know, smile for people. When you're driving down the road and somebody cuts you off, instead of yelling, swearing, I'm whipping the bird, or whatever you might happen to do at the time, turn around and wave at them and smile at them and see what people will do. Their whole attitude, their facial expression, everything changed. Of course, you're going to get those one or two that might even cuss you out more. But the majority of the time, when you smile at somebody, they're going to return that smile back. The 30-day challenge on smiling. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start another challenge. This challenge, that 30-day challenge, trust me, was one of the hardest challenges I've ever had. And for those of you that did try doing it, how many of you actually failed? I know I did. But this challenge, we're going to pay it forward. Whether that be, I know it's a big thing that's going on in a lot of places. We're going to pay it forward. If you're sitting in a fast food restaurant drive-through line and there's cars behind you, hey, pay it forward. Pay for theirs. Leave them a little note. Most of your people that work in the restaurant, the drive-thru and stuff, will hand that next person a note and say, hey, have a great day. God bless you. And if you see this note, maybe you'll pay it forward. I know the radio station I listen to, it's a Christian station in Michigan, and they have these things that go on all the time. And, you know, some of the radio personality do it themselves. And they said, you will be surprised what kind of blessing you are towards people when you do stuff like that. You know, you could be sitting in there in the drive-thru and you've got a car behind you with three or four kids screaming and yelling and hooting and hollering, and you're a single mother with these three or four kids. Think about what paying it forward will do to that family. You know, I'm sure that mother will look at that note and look up at you and wave and say, thank you. And maybe even these kids will quiet down. Who knows? But you're going to make that mother's day to where she could pass it on and do whatever, however she wants to do. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that you have to buy somebody something in, you know, a drive-thru line or whatever. You know, maybe just hold the door open for them. Whatever it takes, let's pass it on. 30-day challenge here to pass it on. You know, just think about it. I think when you look at what's going on outside, all this hatred, this anger, this bitterness that's going on, what do you think passing love on would do to this world? You know, if you think about it, God passed his love on to us through his son who died on the cross for our sins. And look what it did to the world. It changed the world. So how many of you out here, you know, last time I took this challenge. How many of you actually accepted the challenge? I didn't hear from anybody about this challenge, the last challenge. Nobody. So I imagine that because I didn't hear anybody about that smile challenge, I imagine it was a big failure. But this challenge here, I want to hear from you that have paid it forward. And if you got paid forward to, so that you could pay forward to somebody else, I want to hear your testimonies about it. How did it make you feel? Did you feel offended because somebody helped you? Or did you feel that love, that down-to-earth gratitude, that Jesus-filled gratitude when you read that note? Don't forget to leave a note. You know, paying it forward is one thing, but that note, I guess, in a way, is going to turn that frown to a smile. So in a way, I guess we're doing two challenges at once. The smile challenge and the pay it forward. So please, 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 when you do this, message me, email me what you did, where you did it, and how it made you feel. And like I said, if you were on the receiving end, how did it make you feel? You know, you can come in here to the website and message me. Go on www.godamazinggrace.com and message me. Leave a voice message, or you can go drop an email into our God's Amazing Grace podcast at outlook.com and tell me your story. Just think about how you can change this world by changing one life. That's what this podcast is about. For those of you that have never heard it before, changing the world one person at a time. When you change that person, you change yourself. This isn't no positive mumbo jumbo stuff. This is actually what would Jesus do stuff. Jesus would change the world. He helped the poor. He fed the multitudes with three loaves of bread and five fish, or whatever, however it was. And he healed the sick. He healed the lepers. He healed the blind. He raised Lazarus from the dead, his friend. He raised that little girl from the dead, the centurion girl, daughter, from the dead. He hung around with the sinners. He changed their world by paying it forward, so to speak. But when it come down to it, he paid the ultimate sacrifice of his own life so that we could come and ask for forgiveness, repent of our sins, and change our life around to follow him. Like Matthew, the young kid in middle school, he's changing lives. He's touching souls. So take that challenge. I dare you, I double dog dare you to take that challenge to pay it forward and put a smile on somebody's face. So that we can change the world. You know, there needs to be a big change in this world. If you want revival, you got to change the heart. And right now, hearts are so cold and stone cold and bitter that it's pretty hard to change that heart. There's a great revival coming that's going to shake this land to its core. Perhaps paying it forward is just the start. Think about it. What would Jesus do? If he seen somebody that was needy, what would he do? Would he walk away, turn around and go the opposite direction? Like those that seen the man that was beaten to death, beaten near to death, and all them people walked around him until one person finally seen him, took him to his house, took care of him, left him some money and said, hey, if you need anything, there's enough here for you to take care of yourself. Isn't that Christ-like? Isn't that what we as Christians are supposed to be like? For all you listeners over in all these other countries, yeah, you have it harder than a lot of Americans do. But if you want to change your country like us Americans need to do ours, turn your lives around. Let them see Jesus in you. And the simplest way to do that is take the challenge. Pay it forward. If you see an old lady walking down the street and she's got grocery bags, offer to carry them for her. Yeah, you're probably gonna get a lot of resistance because of the way people are. But offer to carry them for her. If you see somebody stuck on the side of the road with a flat tire, stop and help them out. Paying it forward. You're paying it forward. You know, maybe that person that's got that flat tire is on their way to see somebody in the hospital who's dying and they're on their way to see them. But because they got that flat tire, they're not going to make it. How would that make you feel if that were you? Like I said, that mother that's in that line taking money that she really shouldn't just to buy her kids for some special occasion. And she don't have that money, but she's doing it just because maybe it's a kid's birthday. That kid's in that car. Those three kids are in that car screaming their heads off. Look in your rearview mirror. You see them doing that. Pay it forward. Buy some homeless people cups of coffee. It's starting to get cold out here in the state of Michigan. Buy him a coffee. You're paying it forward. Come on here. Tell us your story. You know, I'm putting it out there all the time, but nobody's wanting to do it. Nobody's wanting to tell their story. I've asked for things to talk about. I get no reply. Are you really listening to what I'm saying? Or are you just kind of skipping through here and there, saying, yep, I listened to it, on to the next one. So starting right now, we're doing another challenge. We're doing the 30-day Pay It Forward challenge. That's going to put a smile. So we're doing two, like I said, we're doing two challenges at once. The Pay It Forward challenge, that's going to put a smile on somebody's face. Let's start out changing this world for the better, to get rid of this evil that is trying to take control. You know, I got to thinking about that scripture, the small scripture in the book, Jesus wept. Yes, he was crying because Lazarus was dead, and Lazarus' sisters, it was his friend, and Lazarus' sisters were crying and stuff. But what do you think Jesus is doing for this world right now? For the people that are living in it? Don't you think he's crying right now? Take the challenge. Get a hold of me. Let me know. I want to hear your stories. We'll play your stories on future podcasts. www.godamazinggrace.com. Click on the microphone at the bottom of the page. Or send us an email at God's Amazing Grace Podcast at Outlook.com. Or bring your story to the Facebook page at God's Amazing Grace Podcast Group on Facebook. Look it up and find it. Join the group. Tell us your story. We're going to take a break right now, and then we're going to get back into some more discussions. Maybe we'll talk, just for the heck of it, maybe we'll talk a little bit of politics. I kind of doubt it, but hey, it's something I've thought about doing. But I'll be right back after this.
Welcome back. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back from the break. I hope you guys really do decide to take that challenge and get a hold of me and tell me what it's about. I'm really looking forward to hearing from everybody, hearing testimonies. You know, I'm going to have on here one day, I'm going to have a podcast that's strictly testimonies. If I can get you people that are listening to participate and send me your stuff, even if I have to read your testimony, I don't care. Send me your testimonies. How you've been touched by God. Maybe how this podcast has touched you. How a middle schooler has touched you. You know, get a hold of me. Let me know that you're listening. It's almost to the point where it sounds like I'm begging. I guess in a way I am. I want to know if I'm touching people. I've heard a while back, I have put it on one of my my episodes from a man from Columbia and one from Mabel. I can't remember where she's from. I think somewhere in South America or somewhere, Peru or somewhere. I can't remember. But I've heard how this podcast touched them. You know, when you're working for somebody and you never hear a thank you, a good story from that person, you know, it's always negative. It's always a downer, maybe a downer. And your boss is the same way. But remember the first time they praised you and said thank you and really meant it? Remember how that felt? That there is also telling me that this podcast has touched souls. That's all I'm wanting to do, is do God's work through a podcast, touching souls. If God saved one person through listening to this podcast, don't you think it makes that worthwhile? Let me hear from you. Send in your testimonies. If you don't want to click on the mic and leave a mic, send me your through an email. Testimonies uplift people. They show people that God is still in control. Just think about it. If you went to a church and you never heard a testimony, wouldn't you start to think that there's something wrong with that church? If you're saved, recently saved, and asked Jesus into your life, testifying, open in your mouth to tell others about Jesus is part of the process. Letting people know that you're saved is part of the process. You know, a lot of us just sit there in the shadows and just and kind of hide, you know, even though we've asked Jesus into our hearts and into our lives, we kind of hide. If you're ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you before his Father. Think about that one for a minute. Let that one sink in. You know, I said I was going to talk about politics. I've told you before that I'm not doing politics on here. The only thing I'm going to say, pray about it. Pray that the right person gets elected. The one that God is placed in this seat. He's still in control, whether people want to admit it or not. Yeah, he gives us a choice. Why do you think so much hatred is going on? Because of that choice. That devil is having a heyday right now, working as hard as he can to destroy the people and the church. But you know what? In the end, according to the Bible, the Christians win. God's going to take the devil and throw him in into hell. Throw away the locks and the keys. In the end, we win. What side do you want to be on? You want to be on that winning side? Do you want to be on the losing side? You know, I was kind of watching some videos, and a video come on. I haven't thought about these guys in a long time. You know, it's in the book of Daniel. I think it's like the third chapter of Daniel, where Nebuchadnezzar, who thought he was God, said that everybody had to bow down to him, and whether it's him in person or any of his images. You know, isn't that kind of like idol worship? And there was three guys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that decided, hey, we're not going to do that. The only one we're going to bow down to is God. And I'm sure old Nebuchadnezzar or his minion said, hey, if you don't, we're going to destroy your lives. Maybe we're going to kill your families. Maybe we're going to cut off a hand, pluck your eyes out, cut your tongue off. You know, I'm sure they were threatened. You know, that's human nature. You don't do what you're told, you get threatened. You know, I'm sure these guys come back to old Nebuchadnezzar and said, hey, they won't do anything. They said they don't care. They are not going to bow down to you. The only one they're going to bow down to is their God. And I'm sure Nebuchadnezzar got to thinking about it. And one of their ways of torturing people back then was burn them alive. So he told his minion to go out and start the furnace. You know, I can't picture, you know, you think about when you say furnace, it's kind of like these old school boilers and stuff like that. I guess it would have to be a huge, huge, huge type of thing to put people in. And his minion went out, filled it full of logs and whatever, and lit it on fire. Nebuchadnezzar says, it's not hot enough. Make it hotter. They made it hotter. It's still not hot enough. Make it as hot as you can. Let the people from all around feel the heat coming off of here. You know, I'm kind of paraphrasing the story a little bit, you know, kind of making it, I guess, more like a TV show story, how they say true, it's based on true story, but it's stuff is added to it to make it more interesting. But it was so hot that if people got close to it, it would start them on fire by the time they were done. And Nebuchadnezzar said, "You have one last chance. Bow down and worship me." They said no. So he told his minions, throw them in the fire. And them that threw them in the fire burnt up, died from the heat. And I imagine Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into that fire, got thrown into that fire, and started screaming. You know, it's kind of like human nature. And then they're looking at each other and saying, wait a second. We're not burning. What's going on here? Why aren't we on fire? You know, thinking all the whole time, we should be screaming our heads off. Burn. You know, imagine how hot that was. The people that threw them in died from the heat. Think about how hot hell is going to be. But Nebuchadnezzar looked up and said, wait a second. I thought we only threw three people in there. Then why is there four? Four people in that fire. How did he get there? Wait, this is impossible. Why aren't they burning? Then I think Nebuchadnezzar realized who it was. And didn't that change his life? If I'm not mistaken, it does say that Nebuchadnezzar said, we'll only worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Think about that. Do you deny worshiping? You know, how many of you out there, I guess you could say you worship music, you love to listen to music and stuff. You, some of the TV shows, some of the actors and actresses. You completely When you three people don't want to bow to a king. Back then, royalty was everything. You know, you see all these shows that every time a king and queen walks in, their subjects bow down. They kneel down. But these three said, no, we're not going to do it. How many of you there out there can say, if you don't bow down and worship me, I'm going to kill you. How many of you can say, you know, you can think you're going to say, I'm not going to do it. I mean, close your eyes for a minute and think. Somebody's going to hold a gun to your head and say, if you do not deny Christ, bow down and worship me, I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm going to pull the trigger on your wife, your kids, your parents, whoever. If you don't bow down and worship me, I'm going to pull the trigger. That's coming. Are you going to be a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and say, no, we're not going to worship you, and get thrown into that fire? But in the long run, that fire did not harm them. I think in a way, if you kind of look at it, you can say that they were in their glory. They were dancing with Jesus. But in the end times, that's going to happen. Deny Christ, or we'll kill you. Oh, I'm not going to deny Christ. He's my Savior. I will never deny him. I talked about it earlier. You won't even testify for him. You won't even speak for him. You won't even witness for him. How are you going to save your... How are you going to say that you're not going to deny Christ? Peter, one of the biggest apostles, the one that Jesus trusted the most, that said, I will never deny you. But when that rooster crowed, it crowed three times. And he denied him three times. Or I said, shouldn't say the rooster crowed three times, but he denied him three times. And he wasn't underneath that pressure. He thought he was going to get killed, yeah. But in the long run, he did get killed. He got hung on a cross like Jesus did. But he told them that hung him to hang him upside down because he was not worthy of being hung the way Jesus was hung. But he denied Christ. I guess more than anything, what you need to do is be prepared so you don't have to live through it, so you don't have to deny Christ. You can say you're the strongest person in the world when it comes to religion, but you're still going to deny Christ. I almost guarantee you that. You'll be hungry because you can't purchase food. They're going to tell you you can have anything you want. You could have the world and all its riches if you deny Christ. Oh, but Sean, I'm not going to deny Christ. I'm going to serve him until I die. Think about it. Like I said, if you can't testify for him, you can't talk to others about him, you can't read your Bible, how how are you going to say, I will not deny Christ? I will not bow down and worship another God. You know, now is your chance to become stronger in Him, to make sure that you're one of those that when that trumpet sounds, you're going to go to heaven and not have to live through the chance of denying God. We've talked time and time again about salvation on here. We've had the prayers, the salvation prayers on here. It's simple. It's easy. God doesn't ask for much. He just wants you to serve Him. Ask Him to come into your heart, to come into your life. And then go out and tell others. Come on here and tell others. Testify. Don't forget, we got the 40-day or the 30-day challenge. Pay it forward and make someone smile. Don't forget to put a note with that, whatever you do. Not to boast yourself up, but to show them what Jesus would do. Be that Jesus to somebody. Pay it forward. Make them smile. Don't forget to come on here and tell us. Tell us all about either being on the receiving end of a pay it forward or how it made you feel when you paid it forward to somebody else. Send us an email, godsamazinggracepodcast@outlook.com. Sign up on our website for your email. Get on our email list. I'm starting a blog that I'm going to send out maybe monthly. And if there's any other important news, check it out, www.godamazinggrace.com. Look us up on Twitter at God's Amazing Grace. Look us up on Instagram. Check out our Facebook group at God's Amazing Grace Podcast Group. On Facebook, check us out and follow us on Twitter. We're trying to spread the word through Twitter. And send us your emails. Let us know how God is touching you. Like I said, we're going to do a podcast that's going to be full of testimonies. If you want to send them to the email, send them to the email, and I'll read them for you. Don't forget, pay it forward challenge for the next 30 days. See how your life changes and how you change others. Don't forget, we also are a viewer-supported podcast. And if you feel like sharing, go into our website, and there's a couple of places that you can share what you feel you can share. Check out our merch store in the website. Click on those three little bars in the right-hand corner at the top, and you can look at store and go in and check some of the merchandise out. We're going to, like I said, we're in the process of making more merchandise. They will be drop shipped directly to you once you order. And feel free, like I said, to leave your email. Sign up for your email. Click on the microphone at the bottom of the page and tell us your story. If you accepted Jesus into your life, or God touched you, or somebody you know, a family member, you paid it forward and somebody was blessed immensely, don't forget to leave that note saying, God, Jesus loves you. I don't care what country you're coming from. You can do it there too. But until next time, may God bless you, keep you, and wrap his loving arms around you. Go out and pay it forward. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Apple, Google, Spotify, SND, many more. See you next time. This is God's Amazing Grace Podcast with Sean.